is 112, and you're in the press box with Olympia D and Chris Jenkins right here on Old School 105.3. I don't even want to say anything on this one, Chris. But my Panthers lost last Thursday night, 28-10. You know what I'm going to say, right?
Know what you're going to say.
What the problem is? Chris, talk to me. What's the problem?
They got problems on both sides of the ball. They never really got into this one. Their offensive line wasn't blocking well for Cam. Defense was missing tackles, but they were down 14-0 at the half. Remember, I keep saying these guys are a team of two different halves.
Uh-huh.
So they got it together in the second half, but so did the Saints. So it didn't really help them too much to get it together, and they lost that one big. Cam wasn't too accurate during the game, and when he was, then the receivers were dropping the ball. So, you know, he just couldn't get it right. So let's talk about the Hornets.
You know what I'm going to say, right? The problem is they lost two. What is the problem?
But they're playing better than the Panthers. You know, they had that exciting season opener.
Uh-huh.
They lost this Saturday to the Memphis Grizzlies 69-71. So a close game there. And then they lost up in New York the other day 93-96. So two close games. They're now 1-2. They play again tomorrow night against the New Orleans Pelicans. I think they'll get it on track and have a pretty good season.
I hope so. I'm really, really rooting for them. And also the Carolina Panthers, they're going to be playing next Monday night?
Yes, Monday night in the city of brotherly love. They're going up to Philly Monday night.
I heard you going too.
Maybe.
See, how those bougie people do. They leave you behind. All right, so how can we follow you, Chris?
You can follow me on Twitter at Charlotte Vibe as well as on Facebook at Charlotte Vibe.
All right, and you can also follow me at Olympia D Show and at Old School 105.3.